Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. Very exciting day today. I have my best pal, Mike Al, back to talk science and truth and facts like nobody else can. Thank you for joining me, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. But you've been on the road a lot. I heard your live stream. Excellent job. Nice presentation. I was like, I'm going to catch her. I got time. And so
finally, nice, this has been a long time. And like I said, when I go on tour and I do a meet and greet, I try to talk to every single person that wants to talk to me. At least a quarter come up and tell me how much they love Mike L. So it makes me really happy that that you're such a great explainer, a great teacher to a lot of people. And it just keeps getting better. So let's get into it. What do we got?
Let's get into it. All right. So we're going to pick up where we left off. I know it's been a couple of weeks, but during that time, we've really been doing a lot of work. I actually went to Princeton and a couple other places doing some research and some experiments. So we got a lot of good stuff coming forward. Let me do a quick share. We don't have a lot of slides today, guys, just because there's so much information and so many things going around. It's just faster if I just write my notes. I swear to God, what I'm going to do is just print my notes and then just send it to everybody. That way they can look at it. I think that might end up being easier. Let me share real quick. Do you have share on?
Yep.
All right, here we go. You know before you see me, don't you?
Put share yes, on. I do. There we go.
All right, guys.
Great.
Here we go. Listen, real quick.
Yay.
This, we're by back. The way, I'm getting a lot on True Social, by the
way.
A lot on True Social. And I do want to take a minute to pause. I'm starting to get through my emails and I'm up to September.
Wow. So,
I know, guys, I'm doing the best I can, but I'm going to answer everybody within the next week.
That's so nice.
Time aside from it.
That's
and
awesome.
I really appreciate everybody. I'm getting a lot of really good information, a lot of good videos. Mike, check this out. One thing I do want to mention, guys, if you ask me to do an evaluation of a device on True Social or ask medical advice or about a particular testing, send it to me in email. Don't send it to me in True Social because I don't want to get into any issues with that. All right.
Right. And hopefully at some point they'll have direct messaging, but in the meantime, it's better to just send an email.
Yeah. Just send it to my email and I will get to it. I actually, when they come in, I do read them or at least kind of glance through them. So if something's really super important, I will go through and I know everything is important, but I do get to everybody. As a matter of fact, I'm halfway through September. So
that's more than most people do. So thank you for that. Thank you.
I'm doing my best, but so I changed our topic structure here.
Okay.
Really excited by this. And the reason is, originally we were talking about torsion fields. And remember, I brought up that Dr. Swanson book. And 600 pages of awesomeness. I'm not even halfway through it yet. However, it is a great book. However, as I was reading through this book, one of the things I found very interesting is it's very common to a lot of the books either I've already read or research that we're seeing now. Now, what I mean by that is this East versus West science.
Right.
Just to kind of bring everybody up to speed on this. And this will actually be my last slide. I'm just going to talk off my notes.
Okay.
Then I get to look at you in my big screen.
Yay.
So this is the name of the book. And by the way, also one other thing. One of our listeners sent me a great email. And sadly, Dr. Swanson had passed this summer. However, the family looks like they're going to reproduce his book. So this one of our listeners is that, hey, Mike, actually, here's the information on it. Reach out to them directly, which I've done. And so this book was really expensive, but it looks like they're going to reproduce it. It won't be nearly as expensive. It'll be an average cost for a book. So once we're doing that, I'll give everybody access to how to do that. I think it's going to be great for people to kind of see this. This is the foundation of a lot of the Eastern Bloc medicine. Now, what I mean by that, and we're going to go into detail on this. If you remember a lot of my earlier stuff, we talked about sound, frequency, Reif machine.
Yeah.
Right. Well, one of the things that he does that's completely different to anyone else is he links this subtle energy and this body energy to human consciousness. He's one of the few that I've seen that actually scientifically proves a direct correlation to this energy field healing and the human consciousness. No one's done it like this one, like this book had initially. Right. And It's very interesting because, and the book is extremely lengthy, but I want to put a, and I'll put this up later, Mel, because I know all your listeners are going to ask about it. So we've talked about Dr. Teresa Ballard before.
Yes.
She's a brilliant scientist, as you recall. She does sound and sound spectrums and the new science and research on that. We've also done Eileen McCormick. And so she does sound waves, but she used tune and forks for healing. However, her research was extremely interesting, and I'll put this information up for everybody. But she also found that the tuning. So here's what she does in her research. Somebody's laying on a table. She takes these different tuning forks and she identifies places in the body where the energy is getting caught up. And based on that tuning fork, it creates that resonance that we talked about many times before. Right. But here was the interesting thing. I was listening to one of her more recent interviews, and this also works remotely. So, but that sounds crazy, right? However, that's no different than what we talked about. Remember last year around this time, we were talking about being able to change the pH of water remotely from through consciousness. And we were able to prove that. And we still got to, you and I got to do that.
I know.
I'll go and lab one of our sessions, right?
Yeah.
He's doing the same thing. So what's interesting is they're starting to show that the human consciousness and the ability to communicate remotely actually does exist. But this completely, you know why this makes complete sense to me? It's the placebo effect. The placebo effect, just as a reminder for people, is if you have somebody and you tell them, hey, I'm going to give you this pill and it's going to heal your ailment, no matter what it is. Now they believe it. So they start taking it. I'm like, God, and then the doctor says, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm doing great. It's a sugar, right?
Right.
But these people actually, through their own consciousness, heal themselves, right? So this is really exciting. So as you start to look at this, and then Dr. Uri Krohn, we talked about him, where he talks about the subtle energy. Now, where this gets interesting is, so this book, his stuff is all the way up to about 2005, a lot of his research.
Right.
Stuff that we had been doing previously was more recent stuff, but they're completely aligned. But only him and this Eileen Classic, McCastic, actually, forgive me. They actually are able to document that they can do these things remotely. So what she does, and if you listen to her interview, and I'll send the information, but what was interesting in the interview is the person couldn't be there. So she says, okay, let's try this with them staying remote. I'll just visualize them being on this table. I use these tuning forks, right? And I'll use them. And so she does, but then she followed up with the patient and they said, wow, I feel so much better.
Wow.
Unbeknownst to them. So we're starting to now cross that bridge into better understanding the subtle energy. Now, the reason this got so confusing was everybody was calling it different names. Everybody had torsion, right? That goes back to this. What we started with these torsion fields, but these torsion fields, if you recall way back, I ran into torsion fields only because I was trying to do electrical current and energy.
Right.
And right. This wraps completely back around and shows that all of this is related completely. So I started doing the torsion fields. The Russians were doing it. I started doing my research. I reached out to scientists, and then I started going into this medical area. And there's a lot of these newer, and a lot of our listeners say, hey, Mike, I got this device. It makes me feel really good. And a lot of these have this technology that they're patenting or they won't disclose what they are.
Right.
And I'm telling you right now, as soon as I figured this stuff out, everybody's going to know. And there's going to be no patents on it. I'm going to tell them how to do it.
Good.
But yeah, I am. I'm that's why I'm doing this. But what's really, really interesting is they've been able to successfully take that research and put it into production. Now, I think where we are is take the med beds out of this a little bit, because that's advanced technology. Let's look at current technology and current production. What we're seeing is this new science is now starting to emerge.
And is it being used? Is it being put into action, or it's still in the testing?
It is being, no, it's being used.
Oh, wow.
It's being utilized. And I have a prototype device, like I told you, that was given to me. It had amazing results. So we're starting to see, we crossed that bridge into taking the theory. We tested it. We have hard science to show this. And now we're starting to utilize this technology.
And what are people using it mostly for? Or is it for all different things?
That's where this gets frustrating for me, is half of the stuff that comes out is just using the buzzwords, and it's a bunch of garbage. But there are a few devices that I have looked into that actually are legitimate, showing results. Now, theoretically, Mel, this technology could heal anything. It could be anything. It could assist the body in terms of healing a direct injury, cancer, anything. This is how you bridge that medicine. This is where medicine is really gonna go. Messenger RNA right now is a great technology for current technology, but this is where science is going to end up. It's science, physics, and medicine all at the same time.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's what it seemed for a long time, but you know, there's so much information out there that, you know, contradicts one another. That's why it's so great that you go in and you really work on figuring out, you know, sorting through it. Cause like we've said, there are products out there, like, you showed me one. And then when I was at Truth About Cancer, somebody was showing me just a documentation of something that was like really working with helping like back and knee pain that is out there. But I don't know where people would find this. I guess you have to find a doctor that's open-minded enough to be trying this stuff. But apparently it has helped people.
Yeah, it does. And so there's two challenges to that. First, you have to sift through what's garbage, just like all of this COVID nonsense, right?
Right,
got to get first find out what works. And this is why, Mel, I believe that, let me stop sharing for now.
Okay.
I like to see you in front of me. So this is why the FDA served a purpose. And I know people hate the FDA. However, one thing that the FDA did is it sifted through what was right and what was not. Now, a lot of the decision makers, I acknowledge, a lot of the decision makers weren't all completely honest. And there was a bridge between pharma and the FDA, which there never should be. There should always be a firewall. However, people like myself and many others look through a lot of this stuff. I get a lot of people sending me stuff all the time on these devices. And I look at a lot of the devices. I'm like, no good, no good, garbage, garbage, no good. That's how I got to go through this thing. But there are some technologies that show a lot of potential. We're not at the point to where at a med bed technology at currently in the industry or commercially. We're not there. And it's like the Tesla. Like if you ever listen to X22, he hates the Tesla, right? But but the Tesla bridged that next step in technology, getting out of the old technology of motor where they control oil, they control everything, right, to a newer concept. Now, is it perfect? Absolutely not. But it's a bridge. That's what these technologies are right now. It's a bridge getting into this next level. And I will say this, many, many doctors are utilizing these technologies. I have a group of doctors that they don't come public because, well, they're afraid. However, a lot of these doctors now are listening more and more to this subtle energy healing.
Right.
More and more. I here in the US, not as much as Europe, by the way.
Which
London
be the norm of that situation. Because I guess as long as we still have the medical industrial complex in place in cahoots with the pharmaceutical industry, you know, this is not good for them.
And that's the problem, is getting these devices out there. Now, when you look at the classification of a medical device, they have different ranges of classification, just like a regular drug, right? And so being able to come in, you have to submit your application. You have to meet a series of criteria in order for you to come to. They audit you, and then they look at those criteria. However, this technology does not technically exist in any of those divisions, or wouldn't fall into any of those divisions. That's where this gets tough moving forward, is we have to recognize first in the Western culture, we have to recognize that this is exactly where we need to go. A perfect example of this, by the way, is, so you take Dr. Swanson's work, and one of his research studies, what he was showing is he looked into acupuncture. And he was looking at it into acupuncture. And what they did in this research of these scientists was they were looking at acupuncture under the different types of imaging technology. like MRI or different ones like that. And they look at like the flow of energy and they can record it depending on the range and frequencies. Now, what was interesting about the acupuncture is you'd have a stop point, right? And so they would take a needle and the needle literally would just touch the skin and it would move its way around. At one point, the skin takes that needle and pulls that down like it's a suction right in the area of where that touch point is. And once that does that, then everything disassociates. Now, the interesting thing about this technology is they're doing the same thing instead of needles. They're doing it with light.
Wow.
So, but here was the other thing that was kind of ironic. A lot of your primary acupuncture points are the same as the chakras that you see in a lot of the meditation and the different workflows. They're all very similar. And when you looked at some of my original, what's that book? It's over there. Too Far Away. But when I showed you the one about the energy coming out from the earth and up and out, all of this stuff is talking about this subtle energy. The chakra, the acupuncture, these new energy devices, this is all talking about this technology. Now, the definition of subtle energy, and now we can I can better define torsion fields.
Okay.
So by understanding what this is, I can tell you first what it's not. It's not gravitational force. It's not electrical current. It's not magnetic force. It's something else. However, this subtle energy can directly impact all those other forces of energy. So the human consciousness can directly affect these gravitational fields, the magnetic fields, and the electrical fields utilizing this subtle energy. Now, I know that sounds...
Well, is that kind of like... Does that relate to, because I've never done it, but I've heard many times about Reiki. I think I did a long time ago. Is that related to this at all?
Absolutely. Same. It's very similar. It's all very similar. It has to do with this. Now, what's amazing is everybody's right to a certain degree. So we started off looking at it. I was looking at this because I wanted to run a lawnmower without any power, right? That's I'm still doing it.
Right.
I'm not successful, but so we started off over here, but right. Then you have physicists, you have these people that do Reiki, the Rife machine, acupuncture, chakra, all of these things are right to a certain degree, but they're all talking about this subtle energy. That's the amazing part. Now the Rife, I know somebody's going to say, but Mike, the Rife does the sound and the tuning forks is the sound, but they still have an impact on this subtle energy.
Right. I guess.
So that's what's so amazing. And so now I do at least, and now our listeners do better understand what this is. And now when we see some of these new devices come through, we can also better understand how they're working. Right. So for example, my prototype device, what's very interesting is I had to get a new one because I took mine apart and I wanted to see how it worked.
Right,
But what's interesting is it was doing a combination of electrical and magnetic fields, but it was also sending these impulses and light down into the skin surface, wherever it is that was injured. Like for me, I used it on my knee.
Right.
And somehow it was taking that biofeedback, analyzing it, and changing those factors as it was coming back in.
Oh, wow.
So that's, I think, where people talk about the med bed and its technology. And then you remember at the original time when everybody started talking about med bed and that was the new thing?
Yeah.
They say, oh, it works directly with your consciousness. You remember that? Where we were talking to people have to raise their consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
This is why. This is why the human consciousness links to this subtle energy. But more importantly, what that teaches us is that the physical laws of physics and science as we know it isn't what it truly is. Currently in our medicine, we have... Everything is a chemical reaction. Now we're better understanding it's not chemical, it's an electrical reaction. But now we're saying, well, wait a minute. Not only is it an electrical reaction and there's magnetic forces working within that torsion field, that's subtle energy. And so with that subtle energy, now the body becomes a completely different, I don't want to use the word organism, it's not an accurate term, vehicle. So you've got this human consciousness in this vehicle that now we can better understand how to fix it. It's like a broken tire in a car.
Right.
Right. A mechanic can take a look at a tire and say, okay, well, listen, you got three wheels, knucklehead. You're not going to go too far. Right. And so or part to the engine. Now, better understanding the subtle energy and how we can impact it will directly impact people's health. Now, where this becomes extremely complicated is all the work that you do. 5G, chemtrails. For example, there's research by Dr. Uri Krohn, where one of the things that he was talking about is the subtle energy in this consciousness is directly impacted by heavy metals, certain ones in particular. And those heavy metals, as I go back and start looking back into it, I can't use loop back, right? So I got to look back into it. And But what's interesting is that directly affects these fields. 5G has a direct impact on these fields. So now this all makes sense, a lot of these other things that are going on. Now, also, when you're talking about the human consciousness and its ability to focus on these things, then add this other thing where you have all this hypermedia going through, right, with the children, where they're continually focusing on that. What that's doing is it's reducing this energy field in the human body. And by doing that, that's having a direct impact on the body's ability to heal itself, cancer, right? All of these things. Take outside the vaccine completely out of this. I could do a whole day on that, right? But these energies directly impact that subtle energy.
Right. You're saying that I've been off a lot of social media for a long time, but I tapped back in for a minute because I wanted to read something on Facebook the last few days, and I had to get out of it again because I deactivated my account a year ago when I realized that Facebook was spying on everyone and I didn't want them to spy on me. But, but then you go back on and I forgot about the, it's just a constant bombardment. It just seems, I felt like already just uncomfortable and anxious.
Yeah, it consumes you.
It's nonstop. And I see how you can get really lost in that, but I don't think people necessarily, there's a lot of, on the mental health side, anxiety side, all of that.
Exactly.
With the bombarding of whatever they're tracking you. And then they're throwing, like, I must've had, when I finally logged back in and it's been months, it was like I guess they found out that I was looking up recipes. So there's like 1,000 different recipes and pages I never heard of just popping up on my screen. And I'm thinking, and then the other thing is people get anxious looking at, it's a lot of times the people's best pictures on their best day. And then people are looking at that and then they feel crappy about themselves. It just, I had to get right back off after I read what I wanted to read because it's very distracting, but I never thought about it in terms of what it's actually doing to your energy and your consciousness. I don't think a lot of people are putting A and B together because it was kind of sold to us as like a fun extension of being social, or interacting with others when it's really something else. But that's interesting you say that, because I think that I immediately felt like overwhelmed and anxious. Like I just hadn't looked at social media like that in so long, except for like Truth Social, which I control myself, and I go there when I feel like it. But really, you get bombarded with so much messaging. And then when you're a kid, I've been off Instagram a long time, but it does seem that when you put in the energy field and how it's affecting you and blocking you, it sounds like what you're saying is it can block you from your full, ability to heal or consciousness.
Yeah, your full potential. And it directly impacts the human consciousness. But remember all of our talk about the pineal gland, the research that we did and everything like that. So the mind in itself and the human consciousness or the soul or spirit are completely different things. They're not, they're similar. They're the same, but they're not. I know that sounds silly, but your soul and your spirit has its own energy. And that's how you create your energy field. That's my opinion. Right. And then you've got the consciousness. Now, this is where these distractions directly impact your consciousness to where your natural soul and your natural ability and this natural energy of the earth and these other things are completely impacted by this. And so I do a series where I just unplug completely. I just pull completely out. As you know, I do that quite a bit. And I do that intentionally only because I see all of the distractions that it caused. And it's, you want to hear something funny? So I went up to your neck of the woods. I went to New Jersey. And so cause I had to go to Princeton. I wanted to go to a lab. There's some things I wanted to look into. And so I fly in and I get off the plane. Now down here in Florida, everybody's happy all the time. And I'm just saying that generally.
No,
you
I
walk
know.
Around and people are friendly and different things. And I think today's the first unsunny day I've had in a while. But I fly into New Jersey, I'm in the airport, and all of a sudden I just felt this negative energy just like slam me in the face. It's like, for the people in the north, you'll know this. When you go outside in the wintertime, right? And that first 20 below zero slap you in the face. That's what that was. It was that negative energy. I said, Jesus, I said, as soon as I'm out here, I'm like, this is not good. And it directly impacts that. But also I'm wondering if all of these 5G towers aren't also directly impacting that. When you go into those major cities, I think that, and I don't, you know me, I don't dial into a conspiracy theory until I've done my research and I'm content with what I've seen to at least make that decision at that point in time, right?
Right.
But I often wonder if hurtling everybody into these cities with those surrounded 5Gs everywhere doesn't impact you directly as well.
You mean your energy level,
your energy level, everything. Your psyche.
Well, that's what they say. You know that's what a lot of the people that, you know, might be, figuring, putting that together. But there's been a lot of talk about the 5G towers. I even saw recommendations from scientists that were sent to some of our people in DC saying that they really needed more research on these 5G towers. And because they already deployed them. What's crazy is because we've been driving around now 23 states in the last 18 months.
Amazing.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere. They First of all, they're really ugly. So, you know, you can see them.
They are. They're an eyesore everywhere. Right off the bat.
We were an Amish country and I'm seeing them up everywhere. I'm sure the Amish aren't happy about this, but again, you know, there is something to it. I think I saw Dr. Malone and then somebody else was talking about it, maybe Karen, that the 5G towers, because like you said, you could do a whole show on, still, we don't know what's really in the vaccines, but on, you know, a lot of people talk about the nanotechnology and then the 5G and how that could interact. But is it already interacting is the question. And the other thing that I see a lot of, Michael, and I wonder if this is on that same level. I feel this in New York City. Because I, you know, in New York City, you deal with people every day. You leave your house, you're interacting with the public. Right. And I see a lot of, I don't know what it's about. First of all, we're being hit from all angles. We got a war, we got financial problems, we got the
Everything.
Border, we got the drug problems, we got the dystopian law and order, lack of law and order in our cities, which I'm in one. But also there's like a sense of, I just feel like everyone's walking around kind of very demoralized and
I agree. Like
very, I don't know. I just look at people and it seems like everyone's kind of on a very low frequency. Like it's a very different thing. And I don't know what it has to do with. Is it because of the information or is it because of something else? We don't know. Cause then if you listen to Noah Harari,
right.
He's running the entire, you know, Great Reset on the other side and talking about hacking humans. Are they already doing that?
I think there's some truth to that. I think that this has been a systematic attack over time. So what we're seeing now is we're just aware of this. Now this has been happening. Like let's go back to some of my earlier research where
right.
I started looking into the water,
right.
The watering areas, the chemicals of the water, and I still haven't sent this to you, but. When I did when I cleaned my water, like I do, you know,
right.
How I boil it. And then so the water that was left looked like mud. And I took it up to the lab because I wanted to have it analyzed to see what was in it. I was kind of curious, but remember I did the research. First, I looked into the water. I said,
right.
Well, wait, this doesn't make sense. Why are all these chemicals? Because these are a lot of the chemicals that are in the water are completely unnatural chemicals or metals. For example, they're not natural metals.
Right.
Then you go into these chemtrails, and I never believed in the chemtrails.
I know you didn't. Right?
I was like, oh my God, how far down this hole are we going to run, right? And so I believe in aliens, but I don't believe in that, right? It's funny. But, well, because they are there. But then I was looking into the chemtrails, so I said, let me step back, because a bunch of listeners said, Mike, I looking at this, I said, you know what, let me look at it. Let me go back in and take a look at it. And so then I started to find scientists like myself and some great ones that said, hey, and there's one gal, a reader sent me a video of this gal that's used to be in the military. And one of her responsibilities, and I'll have to look her in my notes, but she was in charge of this gal was brilliant. So she was in charge of the health and wellness in the branch wherever she was at the particular time. And she started seeing these chemicals that were being brought into the compound. And she's like, what is this stuff? They're like, you don't need to know. She says, yeah, I do need to know because that's part of my job. So what is this garbage in these tanks? Well, right. She started to investigate it. She actually was able to put, like you do, all the crumb trails led to these chemtrails, right? She came out, she shed all this data, and I'm like, come on, let me look it up. Let me look at her stuff. So after that video, I did one of those deep dives. And then I look at it, I'm like, oh my God, they've been doing these chemtrails all of this time. So she has all this two decades of data where they were, and these aren't natural substances. These are man-made substances that are getting sprayed.
Now, are they metals? Because we talked once about aluminum. The high level of aluminum in and then fluoride, obviously, but the high levels of aluminum, because then with what you're saying about the torsion fields and the energy and all of
direct
that,
impact.
And A and B interact. And then, you know, for me, and for now, then I think, who is doing that? Because I was on with Dane from Geoengineering Watch. He talks a lot about this. There's lots of evidence on his website about this kind of stuff. And, you know, he's saying that, at least him, that a lot of this is our Department of Defense and our, you know, different agencies in our own government or military, basically. And the question would be then why? Because, you know, Bill Gates wants to block out the sun. We've been talking about it for 2 years. People just found out about this recently.
And they're like,
I believe they're already doing that in China. Like, you know, remember how we talked about how China changed the weather for an event and everyone still acted like it was impossible. And, you know, we have all this stuff coming up with what you're talking about. And people don't think that they can manipulate this energy and this stuff. And then when I was talking to him, we were also talking about the it is my firm belief.
He's correct, by the way.
That we're about to have, but he's saying it has to be the military, or a Department of Defense or a foreign nation. But then, you know what he was saying also, which is interesting. I wonder your thought. He said they couldn't just do it here. That to manipulate the weather, it has to be it's about the entire frequency and everything. It wouldn't just be able to be America.
Well, you're correct. Let's look at just the chemtrails.
Right.
Now, the chemtrails aren't just here. I know for an absolute fact that they're done in Canada. I know they're done in Brazil. I know they're done in Argentina. But these chemicals, though, it is our military that's doing it to us. So the big question, this goes back to your big conspiracy thing, the Mel's conspiracy, right?
That it's a group of people at the very top manipulating.
This is a uniform agreement that this is being done. Now, I'm just talking about the chemtrails right now. So when I started looking into it, and a lot of my research often bridges into different countries, as you know, and then I start, thank God, these apps now we can translate. Like, we were having a meeting, and there was three different languages in one meeting, and it's translating. And the problem is when you got all of us talking at the same time out of excitement, because imagine three of me in the room, right? I mean, it gets a little crazy.
Three different languages.
Right, in three different languages. But what happens is this is across the world. This isn't just here. So it isn't just our government or attack of a group of select individuals. It goes higher.
Right.
This goes higher. And this goes back all of the things that if you add up all my shows, you put it together, it's all interrelated one way or the other.
Right.
One way or the other, it's all interrelated. And that's why sometimes when I go out here and people are like, oh my God, he's talking about this, you know, he's talking about old species.
It's all come full circle. That's why everyone
all come full circle.
But here's the thing also about that. Remember I sent you that NASA document? I think it was written in 2002 and then updated in 2010. And it's NASA 2025. Well, it includes everything that you talk about in there. So this is not conspiracy theory. These are actual things they can do. And then recently, when I was talking about this, you know, we had that horrible hurricane. You're down there in the path. But there's also a situation with nuclear energy and other things. And we talked many times about HAARP. But it has to, like what he was saying was that it has to be a global effort to really pull any of this off, because it's the atmosphere. The atmosphere doesn't end at our borders on Earth.
Well, it's not just the atmosphere, though, that, you know, we have to kind of, and this is an important point, Mel. This isn't just the atmosphere. Now, when you talk about a uniform attack, this is across the spectrum. We're talking about the water. We're talking about the air, right? This is, and well, again, I want to keep the vaccine completely out of this, this discussion, but we're talking about the air. We're talking about the water. We're talking about the attack on foods. We're talking about the bioengineering of our foods. And those are little things that have been done that we never knew.
Right.
Remember back, and those that have listened to us since the beginning, I also went into how they bioengineered and changed our foods genetically and never told us, right? This more recent one over the last 5-6 years where they're like, oh no, none of this stuff is GMO. This is GMO. Well, this stuff has been done for a long time.
What would the possible goal be of a global chemtrail program? I know that's impossible to think because it depends.
I think that it serves multiple functions. And what I mean by that is, first and foremost, it impacts the health, so it reduces the population. You know, that goes to your Bill Gates theory. I think the other thing is a lot of these heavy chemicals in this research that we're doing today, here's my notes as usual, right? But these heavy metals have a direct impact on the pineal gland, the ability to do these things. And here's an interesting one. So one of the I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot about this. One of the things that Dr. Swanson did in his book that I thought was really amazing is when he was doing some of this remote, he had these monks that could heal people remotely. Right. But what this guy did, this was brilliant. He said, let me measure the subtle energy of these monks as they're impacting people directly. But what he did is not just people. He took petri dishes and filled them with cancer cells and different things like this. And this, he has scientific evidence that this guy could heal that.
Wow.
Remotely through this meditation. But what was interesting about these monks was their energy field, the magnetic and electrical fields. Like he took these electrodes. This is kind of funny. He took the electrodes and put it on their ear, and the electrical charge that was coming off those ears was off the chart.
Wow.
Off the chart compared to a normal person through meditation.
Right.
Right. But here was the interesting thing is he noticed the ones that weren't able to do it as successfully or other experiments. He says, he noticed that they had heavy metals in their bodies, right?
The ones that weren't able to do it.
Not as successful. They weren't able to generate that huge wave of energy. And more importantly, I think it also directly affects the pineal gland, which is the human consciousness, which we've talked about forever, right? I love that topic. But
I know
these heavy metals have aluminum in particular, fluoride in particular. So they got fluoride in our water. They got aluminum in our air. They got God knows what in some of this other stuff we're eating, right? And so all of these things all also have a direct impact on the pineal gland's ability to be able to function properly. The crystalline structures, I mean, the whole system goes into shutdown mode. It's almost like you got this superpower, like it's a nuclear energy source, right? And you completely covered this thing and it's useless.
Right.
Zombies.
Right. Zombies. Well, that's interesting that you say that. I bring up a lot because I was because of Kathy and other people I know, I was I really read that Colonel Aquino Mind Wars documents that he did in that, you know, the army head of psychological operations for the army, also the head of the Satanic Temple of Set at the same time for 30 years. But in that Mind Wars document, which I believe is in my resources on the website, it's declassified. He talks a lot about that by 2020, that they wouldn't need really weapons to subdue a nation, that they had other means, including, you know, obviously MK Ultra type mind control and all of that. But also this stuff, if you look through that, you know, in no uncertain terms, it's saying they have many techniques to disable and destabilize a nation through frequency, through, you know, chemtrail, through all of this. It's just really, my question is, this is obviously happening.
Yes.
Why, and what can we do about it? I guess exposing it is one thing, but another thing is you kind of have to figure out, it must be the eugenics depopulation, but also maybe it does have something to do with, look, there's been a lot of information come out about the, not just the dumbing down of our children for the last 20 years, but the lack of education, but also that people are less motivated. They're not as creative. They're not as, there's not entrepreneurship. All of this stuff is being greatly affected. And then COVID took it to a new level. You know, I'm wondering if it is the pineal gland, because that is where a lot of the ingenuity and creativity and stuff comes from. And if it's getting bombarded and not really functioning as it should be, then a lot of potential is probably being manipulated purposefully.
I think you're correct. And the other thing is the human consciousness and the pineal gland allows a better synergy between people. So if you take that synergy and that, let's say that subtle energy and that ability to communicate, you know, people that talk, they say, oh, telepathic or remote viewing. People thought originally that's crazy stuff. Not likely now, right? MK Ultra and all this stuff.
Right. There's been a lot of evidence I've seen even lately.
Too much of it.
Yeah.
Too much of it. But think about this. If this goes back to minimizing the population and just simply having a workforce to generate for the rest. So you have a small army of slaves that are producing for a very small minority of people. And I don't think it's just people, by the way, but imagine being able to control everybody to a certain degree. We don't want them to have that community
without them knowing. Right.
Without them knowing. And, you know, it's not unlikely when we talked about the mind mapping and all of that. And I've sent you a ton of stuff on that. And I know you have so much, you're like me, you got so much information, it's hard to keep up. But that mind mapping is very interesting because they're just coming out with and acknowledging that. Imagine if we're 50 years behind,
right?
We have no clue what's really going on in terms of what they're up to. But what we can do, in answer to your question, was let's figure out, okay, we know what they're doing. How can we at least stop that from happening to us?
Right.
And that's what you're seeing, these movements. And your movement is election fraud and all this other garbage that's going on, right? And so yours is opening up the American people to see this. So your viewership has increased. And thank God, because what that does is it gets the truth out. Now, I got this little piece of this, right? And
it's a bigger piece than people think.
It is bigger than we think.
Because what I say a lot is go listen to what they say. You can't listen to Harari or Kurzweil or any of these people that are on the transhumanism front lines or any of the people involved from the Brain Initiative or the Human Genome Project, all the Epstein people that he funded. Yeah. You can't listen to them and then say it's conspiracy theory. They're saying they're doing it. That
flat out telling you.
Right. So either it's a conspiracy theory and they're out there lying, or they're already doing it. And they, you know, it's funny. There's something with this Luciferian type mindset where they do tell you what they're doing and they expect you to not really react to it because they're telling you what they're doing. And you're thinking that's crazy until it's not. And by the time it's not, they're the next phase of whatever. But I think, you know, we really have to look at what is the end goal of that. And obviously they talk openly about eugenics and about now they're talking openly about, because I think we did it the last time you were here was around when that September, I think, 12th moonshot, you know, biochemistry, bio data, executive order, mind you, came out.
And then they had God.
In cahoots with the World Economic Forum and Ginkgo Biolabs and all these other places and some of these patents and stuff. And that's when Biden, the old Biden regime, came out and did that. And people looked at that. We looked at it. Other people looked at it and said, so they're basically saying your body autonomy, your the sacredness of you and your individual and your choices is no longer by executive order really yours. Because then after that first one, then there was one all about biometric data. Then there was one about like basically surveillance. And then you hear Harari up there saying COVID-19 was the time when the people, the society agreed to be surveilled under their skin on a mass level. Then, you know, then he talks more about like the end of creativity, the end of, you know, entrepreneurship. He doesn't know what they're going to do with all the useless people. I mean, the man says this. He's the head of science for the World Economic Forum. He's talking about it openly.
Yeah.
Then you have the guy from Nokia saying something similar, and the guy from Alibaba, because, you know, this is how they're doing their one world control, is they're going through the corporations and the banks instead of our government, skipping our government entirely to the people. But they're saying this. And if you listen to any of these transhuman events, and you sit there and you think, but who's allowing this? Like, are the people of Earth being like, okay, no, they don't even care what we want. And it's just really, it's really hard for people because of the conspiracy theory BS. But if you just, I just ask people, if this all sounds crazy to you, go listen to them. You know, I tell people, go to weforum.org and put in any of the things we're talking about. And you're going to see a whole bunch of papers, or go to the public-private partnership and look for people that are doing this stuff with the brain, with geoengineering, with, and a lot of it, like you mentioned mRNA before. Biden is conflating that, and he's saying he's going to cure cancer using mRNA technology or mRNA, but it's not really what he's saying. That's on the top. That's called the Mott Bailey. Like, it sounds great. Like, a lot of things sound great that they do. That's the way they do it. If you read what it says, that's not what they're saying. What they're really saying is, we're going to use this regardless of your free will or you're making a choice. This is an executive order to put forward bioengineering basically of humans. It says it in the thing. So my question is that already happening with what you're talking about? Are they putting the mechanisms in the air and water to do what Harari says, which he says already, you know, they have the ability to hack humans? I'm thinking through some kind of mixture of everything you're talking about. And therefore, you know, because there was a study that came out, not a study, it was a whole paper that I read about, I think in the Intercept or somewhere, but it was about a tribe in Africa that apparently appears they tested this on, and all the people got very violent at one time with no cause. So, and there was people really looked into it and did the research, and they thought that it was some kind of frequency or EMF that was used to see what would happen. Or you go back to the beginning of COVID when you and I first started doing shows. And they're showing us videos of people dropping dead walking down the street in Wuhan. And a bunch of people back then who all got silenced, and now some of them are getting their voices back, were saying, this is not what A and B cannot be the same thing. So again, we're at a place where it's like, okay, what's the purpose? And it's not conspiracy theory, folks, if it's on their own websites. And the best place to go is to look at the technology partners and the medicine partners and the science partners of the World Economic Forum. Then look at the stuff Michael's talking about, and you're going to find the companies that are doing that.
It's all the same. They're always the same groups. They're always the same groups. And, you know, it's what's interesting is when this started, this all started for me. And when you and I was looking at the original COVID data, and it didn't add up, remember?
Yeah.
And we got into the vaccine, and that's how we started a lot of this stuff. Now we're awake and we're seeing, but think about the chemtrails and what's in there that we know of. What we don't know is what you're talking about. What's else that's in there? And what we don't want to do, what I don't like to do, is I don't like to put everybody into this panic scare mode, right? And so what we do is let's focus on what we know and what we learn. And so I keep taking all these pieces and trying to put all these pieces together. And that's what you're good at, right? And sometimes I read some of the True Socials. I read all yours, by the way, on True Social. I'll go on like once every couple of days, and I'll just kind of see what's going on. And sometimes people don't like who or what you put on, but you have to look at it. First, everybody should have a voice. That's the whole reason why we're here. And secondly, the other piece is, these details are the critical parts of these things. When you listen to an executive order, when I look at research papers, sometimes it's not the first page. And I've said this a million, my wife hates it when I say that, a million times, that go read the research behind it. If you go and look at some of the original, and I didn't know this either, some of the original vaccines, other vaccines I want to use, where I looked at the research and I'm like, okay, well, let's look at this. Let's look at, they referenced 5 research papers. Let's go look at them. And they tested 3 people.
Right.
Are you freaking kidding me? So you're basing an entire platform on this loose-ended research to get some of this stuff. And then I'm thinking, how does that stuff get through? Because this is my industry and I know how tough it really is to get a good product out, right? With a lot of good people, how does this garbage get through? So it's these little details that people have to listen to. The executive orders it's a perfect example. And we talked back in September when that knucklehead put that stuff out there, and I started reading it. And then you start reading the details. I'm like, wait a minute, that's terrifying.
Right, because what they do is they put out, first of all, we are not supposed to be ruled by executive orders. That is not how this country is supposed to work. And hopefully many of them will be reversed. But the one that's very concerning and lines up with Noah Harari and his work and transhumanism and biodata and biometrics and under the skin surveillance. In the beginning, it's a fact sheet, and they say that it's to cure cancer, basically. And, you know, it's all for good. But as you read into it, it's not all for good. And it's a bunch of people saying we're going to play God, you know, and by executive order. And you have no say, because now it's law of the land that a lot of this came out of, I think, testing for how much we would take during COVID as a society of this manipulation and bioengineering. And I do really believe that they have a lot bigger plans, which is why, you know, I'm glad we're talking about this. The main thing that we need to remember, and this is the same thing I also realized. See, you and I are super researchers. We love to dig into it. And we both said this many times on the show, the actual article or the paper or whatever you're seeing, go look at the sources that it comes from. Because they're picking and choosing, and especially if it's coming from somewhere like the World Economic Forum or the World Health Organization or the CDC, go look at where, because they have to cite where they're getting their information. Right. Once you go there, you get a very different picture, because they also put out with the executive orders, at least O'Biden. I don't remember anyone ruling over the country with executive orders, and we know he's not writing them. It's probably Schmidt and the people above them. But they come out with a fact sheet, and all people read is the fact sheet that they're putting. And then they don't read the 16-page executive order that's saying, you know, track and trace surveillance under your skin is the future, and you're going to have no choice because, you know, we're going to mandate vaccines on everyone. And these vaccines, we don't have to tell you. And then I'm sure you saw last week when they when this panel of 15 people, I'm sure you saw, voted to add the COVID vaccine to the child vaccine. Mandatory vaccines. And then that also took away the liability. And then you look, I don't know if you saw this, but then you look into these people. You, Michael L., is so much more qualified than most of these people that voted for this craziness. I don't know how they have that kind of power. But, you know, again, we're at a place where, to what benefit? How could this be a benefit to society? And why is a small group of 15 people that volunteered to be a part of this, and you look at their backgrounds and they're not even that impressive, are deciding for 300 million American citizens and our children, you know, what to be put in their bodies? And that's why I say it's a very slippery slope. You know, Kathy always says that there's a spectrum here. Well, they've gone way over the spectrum and way over to a whole different place. And, you know, that's where I look back and go back to what you're saying with the geoengineering, with the chemtrails, with that, what's in the water, what's in the food, what them spraying. I had a whistleblower complain of somebody that said that they were a pilot, and that they knew that people that they were flying with out of a small airport were certainly due to spraying something. And it was for the government, or that's what he believed. He sent me stuff to look into, and I haven't gotten really followed up on that yet, but it is happening. So, I mean, what can we do about that? How can we protect ourselves in the meantime before, you know, hopefully exposing it and stopping these programs?
It's a lot of the things that we've talked about many times before. You know, the water, for example, distill your water. You know, by the way, boiling, don't boil. That's not going to work. It actually makes it worse. Distill your water. And
working with you to try to find an option for water, because you've told me you've been talking about the water for 2 years. I mean, at least in the first few shows we did, and then we did the pH thing with the water.
Yeah.
Then you were actually, when you were still in Boston, you were actually like getting the water from and then trying to purify it and doing a lot of different experiments. But now more and more, people are thinking, like, not just the water, because then people for a long time thought that the water in the water bottles was good. And then I'm
dear God,
that's not true.
No, it's worse. it, you know, and they say that's all pure mountain water, which is the funniest thing in the world because it's full of crap. But can I say that in there? The water's full of crap.
You can say anything on my show. This is
awesome.
This is a true free speech.
So, you know, first and foremost is what we got to do is we've got to first impact where we can, right? So first and foremost is distill your water. Boiling it, by the way, makes it worse. So even just your entry-level distilleries, and I'm not, guys, and I know you guys out there, like the younger ones especially, we're not making moonshine here. We're just distilling our water, right?
What does that mean, distilling as opposed to boiling?
Okay, that's a great question. So when you boil, let's say, here's a perfect example. Here's my protein shake. Can you see that? I haven't had it because she gave it to me after we started, right? So here's my protein shake. And in there are protein, blueberries, it looks like today, and all kinds of stuff.
Right.
So if you boil that, what will happen is when you get to a boiling point, anything that has a higher boiling point or will not be boiled out when you boil your water, for example, chlorine in your water will go out, right? So everything that you can burn out of it will go into a fume and go out, okay? What that does though is you've taken out all the chlorine, but all of that heavy metals and all that other stuff becomes condensed because you've also taken off water out of that. So you've lost the chlorine, which is great, but you've also lost the water. So now you've condensed those heavy metals into the water.
Right.
Distilling is the opposite. What distilling does, and what I do, by the way, just so you guys know, is I'll boil first, distill second. Now, the reason is I can't confirm this, but my thought is here's what distilling does. Distilling is different. So we have, can you see that right? So yeah. Let's say this is a pot of water.
Right.
Okay. What happens when you boil water is the water vaporizes and goes up, right? You can feel it. So don't do this, guys, but you can see the steam coming off. Well, that steam is the water. And so then a distillery, what it does is it has a series of coils. So what happens, and the coils are always going this way, the reason is the water then cools down and the only thing left is water, right? And then all of what's left at the bottom that didn't boil off is these heavy chemicals. You see what I mean? So yeah. What you're doing is you're taking all the junk out and you're leaving just water. Now, the reason I boil is because I know there's chlorine in water. And what worries me is if you're distilling it, is the chlorine going first before the water? And is it getting in those coils? Then you're putting the chlorine back in your water.
Oh, so you boil it and then you distill it.
I do.
Chlorine out first because you don't want, because it then makes it not a pure distillation if it has chlorine in the coils.
That's what I'm worried about. And so what I do is now the argument would be, well, you're boiling off some of the water, you're condensing it too. I don't boil the whole thing because I just want to get rid of the chlorine first. Right. Then I come in and then I distill it. Now distillers, they're very easy. You can't use Amazon because we don't support them, but you can get them elsewhere. But what I'm saying is they're very simple systems. You can get them to plug in, you can make them. I have one. I had a little bit of an accident in the kitchen when I was running mine. And so I'm not allowed in the kitchen. So I had to get a different one, but this first and foremost, guys, distill your water, right? Keep in mind that when you distill and you use a bigger distilling, which is what happened to me, is that's a huge amount of pressure. You need a pressure valve or it explodes. All right. So, Mr. Smart Scientist, right? But that's cleans up our water. Now, I do air filters here in the house, and I routine clean them. It's just me. I feel better.
Dad's done that for a long time.
Filters
in the house.
So, but what I mean is those are things that we can do. Now, the other thing is, and I've talked about this before, there are certain foods. Remember, I've done a bunch of shows on certain foods cleans out the pineal gland. Certain foods cleans out the toxins in the body. There's no one-stop shop here though, guys. There's no just, hey, let's go to the store, buy a pill. And you know, here's something. Can I tell you a funny story? One of the Uber drivers says, what are you doing? I was kind of just briefly, I love talking to people. I love the Uber drivers because you hear all flavors, right? And he said, you know, I heard that there's a pill that you can take that you can lose fat. And you just have to take this pill. And I go, well, it's not that simple, but people believe this, right? He just thought you take a pill and you lose all this fat. I go, well, listen, first, it takes a long time for that fat to build up. And as long time as it took to build up, that's how long it's going to take to get rid of it. And there's no magic pill. And then there's, and then I get into this, the pharmaceutical money. Well, then you got your potential side effects and you got the adverse event. And but what I mean is people actually think that there's one easy answer for something. And
well, people want that to be the truth.
People want that, and people want to be spoon-fed information. That's why it's been so successful before this awakening, your awakening, right? Yeah. And so by doing these little things that we know we can do now and better understanding what's going on in our science and understanding it and breaking it apart, and then also getting that information out to everybody. That's what I do.
Why we do this on the show. And that's why we want people to send us emails and send you stuff.
I love them.
I know. Now I want to ask you something now that I just thought of, and you might not have the answer, but I'm curious. So I've been seeing all this stuff. My 2 day back into foray back into Facebook, they apparently think that I'm some kind of regular chef because I got all these recipes and things. And then I got a whole bunch of stuff about different, like you're saying, weight loss and other treatments and anti-aging and all of that, you know. So those are the two things that Facebook's sending me, maybe because of my age, my birthday. But I will tell you that I see a lot of this stuff, and this is the kind of maybe connects to what we were talking about earlier in the show and torsion fields and all of that. There's all these programs out there for men and women, but predominantly women. I know Kardashian promotes a lot of this stuff, this kind of laser type surgeries to remove fat, or LED lights, or M-Sculpt, or that you know. But these are a lot of things that they're using light or using some kind of device or frequency on the body to do what you're saying, to remove or fat. A lot of people say they don't work, or even cool sculpting, all this stuff. And then you see, it was like in the beginning when cool sculpting came out, people were talking about, Kardashian's talking about this Morpheus that she got, this, I think, lasers and all kinds of advanced technology that they're using instead of liposuction or whatever that is. But this is frequency, and it looks like, lasers and on top of the skin to either heat the fat to expel it or freeze it or expel. And you know, it used to be like, oh, well, the FDA approved that machine or that thing or that technique. And these are all posted as alternatives to surgery, like liposuction or the thing that people do with with the fat lap band or whatever. This is not that. These are non-invasive. Right. As that. But I keep thinking, well, how do we know? Because FDA approved it. That doesn't mean anything anymore after this last few years. So how do we know that that's not affecting the organs or anything else? It just seems to me like, doing these high tech weight loss or body sculpting or whatever with lasers and with frequency, which it appears, and all that. I would think that, how is it that nothing that it, I never see the idea that, well, what about your organs and parts of you that are also in that area, is that, because that could be very disruptive, I would think, to other things. I don't know what you think of that, but I keep seeing all these ads for like these alternatives to surgery for weight loss other than dieting and eating right and doing
doing the right things.
Yeah. No,
there are, that's a broad question, right? If you recall, I've done some presentations on different lights for surgery. For example,
that's what I'm talking about.
Red light and red laser.
Right.
I actually had laser surgery on my eyes, not a LASIK. It was called cross-linking, where they took a series of oils that they put into the eye and they rebuilt my cornea.
Right.
And because, and so those technologies do exist. Now, people have, let's take the falsehood of this recent FDA nightmare. Okay. Right. People use those. This is where this gets confusing for the American, everybody actually, is they say FDA approved. It's the FDA classification code that they could say, for example, let's say you're talking about, radiological device at a certain frequency. They could say that thing does, it's an antenna for anything, a radio. And they say, oh, it's FDA approved because it's FDA. It's the FDA code that's important. So they get approved for this. Now, they're not allowed to say, based on that coding, they can't say it's for something else. It has to be a label claim. But what they do is they fall under the radar, so to speak, and they'll classify it. And then they'll tell everybody it's FDA approved, but it's not FDA approved for what they're saying.
Oh, that's interesting.
Not approved for this, this, and this. It's screwing with the American people because it that terminology is very elusive. You can use that to trick people. And a lot of these devices right now, using the quantum's the big word right now, medbed technology, all of this stuff, they broadband it and then they put it into it. And any device right now that utilizes the technology that we're talking about right now, outside of cleaning and other things, they have to have a classification code, and they're not getting a classification code for what they should be.
Right.
That's the point.
Because when you talk about it, it just happened to me that I got bombarded with, you know, it's like one after another, M-Sculpt, Morphia, all these different things. There's all, and they're all basically, it looks like laser and or some kind of machine that either freezes the fat or heats it to a thing, or there, and you need multiple sessions. And I'm thinking but what is it doing to every other thing in your body? And
the same thing to a certain degree.
Right. So, you know, this is, and then you bring in what you teach about the torsion fields and the energy, and it must be disrupting that natural energy that we're talking about.
It could, not necessarily.
We don't know.
Not necessarily, because if you think about, first of all, the world operates at a particular frequency and vibrational level, right? And then the human is naturally aligned with that under normal circumstances, right? Take out all factors now. So your body, everybody's body has a particular frequency that they operate on. That's how they can find you.
Right.
But so what happens is, let's say when you get a cancer or you get one of these illnesses, according to the way this operates, the stuff that we talked about today, what that is those cells are healthy. They're just off frequency, right? And so the third dimensional approach to that is open somebody up, cut that out, and pull that out. Now, this newer or quantum technology, and farther beyond quantum, is that cell wants to be healthy. All the cancer cells, they're the same cells of your body, and they're all free. They're just misaligned in their frequency compared to the rest of your body. And that creates havoc. So the Rife, for example, his approach was, hey, if I can find this frequency and I can hit it with that frequency, it'll align it with this particular one. It's complicated. It's old technology trying to use this new technology, which, by the way, at the time was brilliant. And it does work to a certain degree. Now, the cancer cells are healthy. Do you remember, the new people, I'm sorry that we keep going back to some of my old ones. Do you remember when I was talking about the photon light?
Yeah.
Where they took healthy cells of a person's healthy teeth and they exposed it into the area and they regrew the tooth?
Yeah, I remember that show.
What that means, though, is exactly what we're seeing here. Is that healthy cells and the missing cells that are gone still exist. And so you're helping it remember the healthy frequency. Hmm. Now, here's the amazing thing about that. If that theory all matches up, you know how people can regrow limbs? Is that those cells still technically pre-exist, still exist.
And they have the his memory. That's what you were saying once. The cells.
In memory, yes. So in answer to your question, is if you're blasting with these frequencies of these different things, I don't like to, I take away the cold blasting and that stuff out, because that's still third dimensional, where you're taking cells and you're ripping them out and getting rid of them instead of realigning the body.
Right.
And I think that that's more aligned with where science and medicine particularly will be moving.
Cool. Well, let me tell you something. Another jam-packed Mike L. session. And we can't go more than a week right now. We have too much to talk about. So we got to get back on schedule. I want everyone to know this is our last event for this year is next weekend in Branson. And then me and Rob will be down there with you in Florida, and we'll be coming and hanging out. But you and I are going to up the shows, because now I'm going to have time again and not be driving all over the country.
Thank God for what you've been doing, though. God bless you. And pushing the everybody. I know this will probably come out afterwards. Vote for God's sakes.
Person day of, know, we got to, it's the beginning. It's a battle, but it's the beginning of a turn towards transparency, truth, justice. And
agreed.
We need to have these hearings about COVID. We need all of your information that you've given us, Michael, exposed and discussed and released to everyone. And that's across the board with everything. So thank you
God
so
bless
much,
you
Michael.
Too. All right.
My good
God
pal,
bless you guys.
And I'll see you next week. Thank you.
All right. See you next week. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hi guys, Mel Kay here. I'm very excited to be here with my partners at My Daily Choice. because we are super excited about our CBD line. It keeps growing. I am a big fan of these patriots that are out there. They are producing this in America. They ship it from America. It is totally pure. It is the best I've found. After the last 2 years, guys, of the medical industrial complex and us watching this unfold, we have to realize that natural remedies, things that come from God, are actually the best medicine. What are you guys finding out there from people that respond to you, and from how you're using it and what it's doing for your life?
Well, it's changed our lives in a lot of ways. For her, sleep is one thing, mood, overall general health, just so many things. But the reason that works that way is because we all have an endocannabinoid system, which none of us were taught. No. I wasn't taught it in grad school. And it's there to give us homeostasis or balance in our bodies. It controls the other 10 body systems. Wow. So no wonder none of us felt too good, you know? So we hear all kinds of stories every day about what it's doing for people.
Yeah. And for me, especially, it's great for me for sleep, but also for mood, for kind of staying even keel with energy all day without the ups and downs. And I know I also have had many experiences with different products that you have. The coffee is great. There's a makeup line. I mean, this is an amazing product, and I really want everyone to go check it out. You can go to the partners page at the Mel Kay Show, and you can see the link to my daily choice. And we are very excited to get our health back, to go into this next phase of the awakening, and have some great products to use while we're getting on our A game to go back into the summer. So thank you so much, guys, and I will see you next time. And everyone, please go check out the Mel Kay Show at Partners and find the My Daily Choice tab and go check out all the products. There's so many products, you won't even believe it. I really appreciate it. I'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank rate reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records, to your social justice, to your environmental footprint, to everything that you can imagine, your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos, if they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community. And start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet. But that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned great reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now. Please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's M-E-L-K-G-O-L-D.com.